Hello and welcome to the program. Today we're going to be continuing in the book of Nehemiah. Something Moses and Nehemiah had in common, they were both living the dream. They had a good position, they had power, they were in the palace. Moses traded his situation for the problems of the wilderness, Nehemiah for the problems building a wall back in Jerusalem. Stay tuned for our program. Looking in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 3 today, they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Now, what's happening here is Nehemiah had asked his brother and some other men that had come from Jerusalem how things were back there, and he didn't get a very good report. The first thing it says here, they were in great affliction. That's a tremendous subject in the Bible, if you follow it through, affliction. It's first mentioned in Genesis 16, verse 11, where we read, the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Who is he talking to? He was talking to Hagar. You remember the story where, of course, Abraham had been promised that his descendants would be more than the sands of the sea, but they're getting on and they're not having any children, so they thought they have to give God a hand on that. So in Genesis 16 and 5, we read that Sarah saw that she, that is Hagar, had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And so Sarah's idea, hard to believe, but she tells Abraham, you should have a child by my handmaid Hagar. Well, that's what happened, and then we find that Sarah saw that Hagar had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And so what happened is she had to run for her life. We read in Genesis 16 and 6, Sarah dealt hardly with her, and she fled from her face. Well, God found her out there. He knew exactly where she was. And we read in Genesis 16:11, the Lord hath heard thy affliction. By the way, what's happening is both of these families, it turned out Abraham did have children like God said he would with his wife Sarah. And both of the descendants of Sarah and the descendants of Hagar are descendants of Abraham. And so the fight started, like God promised Abraham the land, and now the battle's still going on in the Middle East today after all these years, and that's where it started, back there in Genesis 16. Well, the last time you see affliction mentioned in the Bible is James 5:10, where we read, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Well, we're going to have affliction one way or another. We can learn a lot if we study that subject in the Word of God. So we see here in verse number 3, they're in great affliction. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and the gates are burned with fire. Now, the walls and the gates. The focus here is on the remnant. This is very important. There's only 2% of all of the Jews that went into Babylon came back when they were given the freedom to come back. The rest had become quite comfortable in Babylon. Well, the 2%, the remnant, those who really wanted to do God's work, God's way, they're back, but they're in great affliction and reproach. The wall is broken down. Now, a wall is there for protection from enemies. Walls are also boundaries between two different areas. And so we see here in Nehemiah that they are mentioned 36 times. Very important, the walls be where they're supposed to be. Then we have the gates. They are burned with fire. Gates are a barrier used to close an opening in a wall. The gates are mentioned over 40 times in the book of Nehemiah, and we're going to be looking at it. Well, we read in verse 4, it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned in certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. So we read it came to pass. That's another interesting phrase. It's in the Word of God 453 times. It came to pass. Now, according to the dictionary, the word it is used in the normal subject position in statements about time. it came to pass. It's referring to something that happened at a specific time. Remember the story in Daniel. Daniel didn't understand what all these prophecies were about. And in Daniel 10 and 12, God said, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself," that word has been translated humble thyself before God, "thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." And so when it says it came to pass, it's referring to a time. There was a day when Daniel set his heart to understand. And there's a promise there for us. If we'll set our heart to understand, God will say, "Good, I remember that day. I'm going to help you out on that." "Well, I heard these words," he said. He heard the words. We have no choice but to choose when we hear the words. Hebrews 5:11 talks about some who are dull of hearing. 2 Timothy 4:4 says they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Luke 8:15 said those that fell on good ground were honest and good heart, having heard the word and keep it. Well, back in Genesis 3:10, Adam said, "I heard thy voice and I hid myself." There's no choice but to choose. He heard and he hid. On the other hand, we read in Isaiah 6:8, Isaiah said, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." Well, we see once again, like Daniel, thou didst set thine heart to understand. How well are we listening? Do we just go to church and we go back home again and forget what we heard? And then we go again on the midweek service, and then we go again, next week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, go home and forget it all. No, what we're supposed to do is take what we've heard, sit down with our family, go through what the pastor preached about, and say, how can we make this a part of our lives and our family this week? That's what we're supposed to do. Well, the next thing we read is that Nehemiah sat down, and we'll pick it up there in our next program. Be sure and be with us for that program.